Marion Zimmer Bradley's Ravens of Avalon by Diana L. Paxson. Narrated by Lorna Raver. Copyright 2007 by the Marion Zimmer Bradley Literary Trust and Diana L. Paxson. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Viking, a division of Penguin Group USA, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2007 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright there, too. Prologue. Lianan Speaks. At Sarwin, we open our doors to the spirits of those who are gone. These days I find it easier to remember the dead than the living. I recall the most insignificant details of dress and habits of the women who were priestesses when I was young, and forget the names of the girls who serve me now. Even at this season of chill winds and falling leaves, the house they have made for me beneath the trees of Wenamaton is comfortable. But when I remember our sanctuary on the Isle of Mona, it is all one golden afternoon. For Listeru was a place of magic. These girls have grown up in the shadow of Rome. How can I show them the glory of that world in which we lived before the legions came? I suppose it was no more perfect than any other society of humans, but it was our own. The druids of Listeru preserved a noble tradition which we can practice only in pale imitation here. Ardano says that to survive we must bow our heads, conceal our powers, compromise. I do not gainsay him. What use would it be? But sometimes I wish that we could make these young ones understand why...